أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
الحمد لله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حضور says الحمد لله by the grace of Allah Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Huzoor says, every Ahmadi in the world always waiting for the Jalsa, and the preparations are being made for that, or always made for that. Those who are ability to fly come here by air, they try to attend this Jalsa. Even those people who are poor, whatever money they can accumulate, they spend that and try to come here, and after attending the Jalsa, they simply go back. This year as well, many people met me, and those who came simply for the sake of Jalsa, and the following day of Jalsa, they went back. Or there are some people who are waiting for this Friday, and the majority of the people are having their flights tomorrow. Some people I know, they do not have such a financial affluence that they can spend that much, particularly those who come from Pakistan. But for those who attend the Jalsa, the participants of the Jalsa, in order to partake from those blessings of the promised Messiah, Salatu Wasalam, and to meet the Khalifa of the time, they come. This year, large number of people from the world, they applied for the visa to come over here, but in all places, the large number in which the people applied, the permission granted was very limited and very small. Those whose applications were rejected, they expressed their disappointment in a very emotional way. But really the emotional situation and the feeling, this is from the letters of those people who do not have the means to come over here, so that they may be hoping that they should be able to come. If not this year, then next year they might be able. Next year Allah Almighty may enable them to come over here. they express their loss and their grief in such an emotional way that it's difficult at all to express their feelings. Sometimes by reading such letters, one becomes emotional and feelings go out of control. Allah Almighty may make the situation like this, that soon these distances and separations should be changed into the opportunity of meeting one another. whatever effort they may make in order to come over here or to go to Qadian, but only few thousand people can go there. In Pakistan, it used to be hundreds of thousands. In a small city like Rabwa, during the Jalsa days, it was so crowded that it was difficult for people to walk in the street and the roads. And a very spiritual atmosphere used to be there. The Jalsas over here, they of course revive the memories of those Jalsa. And inshallah, those days will definitely come when this hustle bustle in Rabwa will come again once. Once again, it will be revived, reinstated. And Ahmadis in Pakistan, they would be able to express their gratitude in a special, glorious way. That example will be their guiding star, which was set by our leader and guide, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he set up when he was riding on the camel, on the back of the camel, and when his head was being getting lower and lower. So we should remember that in order to attain this quality and this experience, we have to follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And actually, we have to decorate each and every day of our life with such prostrations and sajdas. Allah Almighty, in spite of all these distances, in spite of all these restrictions, He has blessed us with this fortune that one means of MTA is available to us, through which, to some extent, the people living in Pakistan and other countries, where we cannot hold our meetings openly, at least they quench their thirst to some extent by watching these proceedings. The deprived Ahmadis in Pakistan, they see the Jalsa on the television screen and they join in prayers. Some of them create the atmosphere of Jalsa in their homes. They prepare the food just like the potato and meat, you know, that sort of dish they prepare. And they try to satisfy themselves in one way or the other to some extent. But this is a one-way satisfaction. Without being present here, they try to make up this deficiency to some extent. But on the other side, my desire to see all these people, that is not possible by watching them through screen. But through my eye of imagination, I can also see that when this is mentioned in letters, and sometime in detail, these in details are mentioned in those letters. So anyway, Huzur says that it's Allah's grace and mercy, and we are thankful to Allah that He is enabling through MTA, enabling the each and every Ahmadi in all countries to take part in this Jalsa in some way or the other. So especially the Ahmadis in Pakistan, they should be very grateful for that. And they should try to become more and more submissive and obedient and full of thanks to Allah Almighty. Allah enable all of them to do like that. So anyway, I was started talking about Jalsa in UK, but with the reference to this deprivation of these people, the subject of the Pakistani Ahmadis came in. Huzur says that by the grace of Allah, the conclusion of the Jalsa of this Jalsa in UK was very, very successful by the grace of Allah. After the end of the Jalsa, from every part of the world, from every country of the world, they have been, the Ahmadis have been sending messages of congratulations through faxes and letters. Continuously they are pouring in, mentioning the success of the Jalsa. But this Jalsa has got a very special significance and importance, that in my daily mail, so many letters which come every day. This actually, this thing started since April, when the Jalsa Salana in Ghana and Nigeria took place. With reference to these Jalsas, and in particular with reference to the Ahmadiyya Khilafat centenary year, in those countries and particularly in Pakistan, where I cannot go, from there the letters of congratulations, as I mentioned earlier on, they are full of emotions and passions, heartfelt passions. But anyway, according to the tradition, I will be, with reference to the Jalsa Salana in UK, I will be saying something which are related to Jalsa, the feelings of the people, and how an Ahmadi should be grateful for the blessings of Allah. Briefly, I am going to mention something, some points. It's the immense grace of Allah Almighty, a special grace of Allah Almighty. As I mentioned on the last day of the Jalsa, that during this year, the attendance in this Jalsa in UK was more than 40,000 people. Although so far the Jalsa Salana in Ghana was the largest with reference to the Khilafat centenary, that is the largest attended Jalsa so far. But the attendance from 85 countries was there here in UK Jalsa. In representation in such a large number of countries is certainly, it is a lashing for the opponents of Ahmadiyyat. But we have to be utmost grateful to Allah Almighty for this bounty. This year as well as ever, a large number of non-Muslims and Muslims as well, Muslims and non-Muslims both, they came. They had a good opinion about the community from this country and also from other countries. Some of them, they expressed their opinion during the Jalsa, which you might have listened. Every one of them, in a general way, they praised the good arrangements of the Jalsa and the training of the Jamaat. And they were also very much impressed by the kind treatment of the Ahmadis. So this Jalsa, while it is a means of our spiritual training and education, at the same time, in this Jalsa and other Jalsas which take place in various countries, that also becomes the means of tabligh. All of them openly, they mentioned this year, that all those people who even met me, that the standard of speeches and the subject matters of those speeches, they were such that these speeches gave them the new light. A highly educated Muslim scholar from Nigeria, he openly declared, very openly, that about the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, I have been listening quite a few things before that, because he had links with Ahmadis, but there were doubts in my heart. But after seeing this Jalsa and listening to the speeches, this is what I have seen before, that what do these people do and what is their teaching? So he says that whatever I saw here, after that I cannot but to express my opinion that the true Islam is here in you people. The delegation from Bulgaria was here, and there were some members who were not Ahmadis at the moment, and they are having link with the Jamaat for quite some time, and they wanted to see, and some of them have been attending the Jalsa in Germany. They wanted to see that what is the teaching of this Jamaat and what sort of people they are. Bulgaria is a country in Europe, one of the countries where the Jamaat is being opposed. And the Muslim Council, because it's a Muslim country, and that council has the influence on the government, they are blocking the registration of the Jamaat in Bulgaria. So these non-Ahmadis, they express the opinion that we saw and we felt and we met the people, that real and the true Islam is here. That is what we have seen. During the days of the Jalsa, generally those people who come from abroad, they are given time in which for a few minutes they express their views and opinions, which you have been listening. Two non-Ahmadi representatives of a Muslim countries, they had this complaint that they were not given time. So in future, the administration should pay special attention to it, that every country cannot be given time, at least in all regions in which some representation of the non-Ahmadi Muslims should be there, and they should be given time. All the programs of the Jalsa, which there were two objections about which I have received. One was that they were not given time to say something which should have been given. And then the second was, this objection was there, that the program did not start on time. As far as I know, Huzur says, sometime because of some situation, if there was delayed, it was only for a few minutes. Generally, the programs have been started on time. You can see, I told them that you can see that such a vast arrangement is there, and it's all on a temporary basis. So if there is a delay of a few minutes, so then you should ignore that. For example, sometime it happens, I said that the food did not finish, the serving of the food did not finish on time, or because of the transport, the people arrived late, and because people were coming from various places, and the guest speakers, when the time which is given to them, sometime they speak more than the time allocated to them. So therefore, all the programs, they were delayed. And these people, being the guest, they have got the respect and honor. We cannot stop them there. So because of these reasons, if the programs have been delayed to some extent, then, of course, I hope that you will accept our apology. But that person was also very adamant, and some objection he had to find. But generally, his feelings were good, but he was just opposing because other people were all praising. He said that the punctuality should be there. He said that I have attended very big conferences in which the punctuality is maintained fully. Huzur said, I told them that I do not deny that the punctuality should be there, but the conferences that you attend in other world, in the other part of the world, those conferences where all the arrangements are available in those places, and moreover, the large number of people from various walks of life are not there. There are limited people there, and one type of people are there. So anyway, Huzur says that this type of subject was being discussed, and this point he accepted, that the discipline of the Jamaat and obedience and mutual love, really it is exemplary. And he then told me that your programs where you were there personally present there, they all started on time. And your statements which you mentioned, they were all exactly in accordance with the teachings of Islam. So Huzur said that I told them that this is what I am saying, that at least you accept that that whatever we mentioned, they are good, and people have the quality of obedience, spiritual atmosphere is there. And these are the things which is for you and for your scholars should be good enough to understand that the leadership of the Jamaat and the members of the Jamaat, they are good. And this leadership, because of the Khilafat, is keeping the whole Jamaat on the correct path. And the members of the community have the quality of obedience. And this very message, you have mentioned in your own words, if you could convey the same message to your ulama and the scholars who are always opposing the Jamaat. So for those people, there is no way out for them except to believe that the Jamaat has the Khilafat, the blessing of Khilafat, from which they are deprived. And because of that, they do not have that unity for which they are striving. So Huzur says that therefore, if in these people, in spite of all the opposition, he did not criticize me directly, so it is not a greatness of myself. Actually, it is according to the promise of Allah Almighty. This is the awe of Khilafat, the danger of Khilafat, which is because of that. There are so many people who sometimes say, but so far, alhamdulillah, nobody has ever said like that. But if somebody has criticized, whenever they do, if at all they do it in a very reserved and nice way. And I just mentioned these points of objection because we always have to go for better and better high standards. So therefore, in future, we have to improve the arrangements and for the comfort of the members regarding the punctuality and other things. As I said, in a general way, everybody, they all appreciated the programs of the Jalsa. The deputy speaker of the assembly in Uganda, and perhaps he also spoke, and she met me, and she said that your speech in the ladies' section, the one which you did there, that really impressed me very much. She said that regarding the rights of the ladies, people generally speak about on the subject, that the rights should be given to them, but they do not tell that what is actually the right of the ladies. The way you mentioned in the light of the Holy Quran, teaching of the Holy Quran, in that detail I have listened to that for the first time. It's so clear, rights of the ladies have been established and mentioned in the Holy Quran. She was perhaps Christian. She said that I am greatly impressed by this teaching. And this very expression was mentioned by a political leader from Kazakhstan. She also said that I pray that after looking at all this atmosphere, by listening to all what you said, and after listening to your speeches, that the whole Jamaat should come under the banner of Ahmadiyyat. What is our flag? Ahmadis, actually, we hoist that flag, which was hoisted by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we present that teaching, which was given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the job of an Ahmadi, that they should try to bring the whole world under the banner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this will definitely happen one day, inshallah ta'ala. One Ahmadi wrote to me that when the small children, they were feeding the water and serving the water, and when you receive the water, whenever you get a cup of water from their hand, there was a glow in their faces. And this is what one Christian guest from Ivory Coast also mentioned, the same thing, who is a political leader there. And he said that when the children were serving water and tea, then there was a unique, very special type of satisfaction on their faces. If you refuse, then they were disappointed. And sometime somebody was compelled to, whenever they came, whether he was in need of that or not, but somebody was, one was compelled to accept their offer. And when you receive something from them, then there was a smile on their faces. And it appeared as if the happiness is coming, coming out from their hearts. So these are the sentiments of these young children. They are happy to serve their guest. And this expression that we are completely submitted to you, generally people express it by way of exaggeration. But Ahmadis, those who perform the duties during the Jalsa Salana, whether they are young or old, or boys and children, they actually understanding the spirit of service. And also, they serve the guest of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, with that spirit and become the practical embodiment of that teaching. Why? Because everyone is trying and desire is also there that he should be serving the guests of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he should be doing it for the sake of Allah, that this is the instruction of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these mothers are worthy of congratulation. They must be congratulated who are producing such children and training them in that way, that they are, because of their love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and following the example of the Messiah of the time, they are serving the guest and causing them the happiness in their hearts. One guest gave the example of obedience and obedience. He said that when at one time the slogans were being raised, everybody was extremely charged. At that time, when you said khamosh, you said silence, then everybody was completely silent and there was pin drop silence everywhere. He said that this spectacle I have never seen before and never heard of that. And certainly this type of scenes cannot be seen elsewhere, because today, apart from the Masih Muhammadi, there is no one is having this blessings of Allah Almighty, and the support of Allah Almighty is not there. No such promises are there, nor such people are there, such community is there, which is always progressing in their obedience and devotion. So the hearts are entirely in the hands of Allah Almighty, and it is Allah Almighty who enables them and gives them this quality of obedience, and He creates this feeling in their heart, and He creates in the hearts of those people who have become in the position of servitude to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And they are not only the obedient servant of the Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, but they also have the sentiments of devotion and loyalty and fidelity with the institution of Khilafat. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that we say that in this Jamaat, sincerity and devotion in these elements, they have progressed very much. Sometime this love and affection and the intensity of their faith, sometime it puts us to surprise. And I'm surprised to see that. And when you see with the minutely, then this big change which we see in the Jamaat, that you do not find such a change in any community in the whole world anywhere. And this change sometimes puts us to surprise. And Allah Almighty sent a truthful person today. And Allah Almighty wanted to create such a community which really is in love with Allah Almighty. So this devotion, this attachment that we have in the Jamaat, that is because of their joining into the community of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this feeling of serving the guest, it is because of that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has, by serving the guests, by serving the guest of the promised Messiah, they want to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And this is one of the great argument of the truthfulness of the Holy Prophet, of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and his being from Allah Almighty. As he said that Allah Almighty wanted it this time, that he sent a truthful person so that such people should be created who are really in love with Allah Almighty. So it is good fortune of us that the opponents, they open this point very openly, and they are compelled to do so, that this is a community of the truthful people. This time, at this Jalsa, one thing which was very important, the thing which made it more popular was the cyclist who came from Germany. This was a group of 100 cyclists who came from there. That is also an expression of their devotion for the people who are living in this community. It's a good expression of that devotion. And the attachment with the Jamaat is well exhibited through this one, that at the completion of 100 years of Khilafat, they created a group of 100 cyclists. But here I would like to explain one point I have mentioned earlier on as well, that in that the first example of such has been set by Africa. There's a great sacrifice on the part of the people living in Europe, but the history must be corrected. I'm explaining this point because during the Jalsa time, when I switched on MTA, then some discussion was going on. People in the studio, they were discussing that for the first time, so many people have come on cyclists to attend the Jalsa. If this discussion was in the context of Europe, then it would have been right. But I remember that Shamsab mentioned the example of the cyclist in Canada, that perhaps in Ahmadi world this happened for the first time. But I feel that when the gatherings used to take place in Pakistan, that large number of cyclists, they used to come at the instruction, at the guidance of Hazrat Khalifat al-Masih Salis. If Khuddam, those who the job which they have started, if they continue like that, so nowadays this problem of petrol, which people are crying about that and they are very much worried about that, at least the youngsters, they can avoid this problem. And it's a good exercise as well. Hazrat Khalifat al-Masih Salis the third, this scheme was greatly useful. I remember Huzur says that I was a student in Faisalabad. I was in the habit of cycling. So after Jalsa, I came to the bus stand to go to Faisalabad. And those people who have seen the Jalsa in Rabwa, there was a friend of mine with me. After waiting for half an hour, I decided that I should go on a bicycle. And I came home and took the bicycle, and then I cycled up to Faisalabad, and next day there was a paper, and it was very urgent. I had to reach there. So if we had not this previous practice or the habit of cycling, then we would have been standing there waiting for the bus. So it's very useful to have this habit of using the bicycle. So anyway, this year at the time of the Jalsa Ghana, the Africa set the first example from Burkina Faso. A group of 300 cyclists, they came, and they covered 1600 to 1700 kilometers. And Amir Sahib, Germany, who was protecting and supporting their cyclist, that it's a great achievement of their cyclist. But it's a great achievement of the youngsters of the Burkina Faso, and their cycles were broken, and also their roads were broken. But the newspapers over there, they mentioned the news that can these broken cycles can reach their destinations. And apart from that, the facility of the food was not so readily available to them. And it was very hot weather as well. So all these things taken together, actually it was a great effort on their part. So anyway, if we have to compete with the world, then in Khilafat Jubilee Jalsas, then for the participation of cyclists in these Jalsa, then the Khuddam of Burkina Faso are the first. But this tradition of cyclists which has started now, this should now continue, and this is something very good, and this should continue. It's very useful to use bicycle. And this is the experience from Africa, and also from the example of Germany. More introduction of the community is made, and opportunities of tabligh are opened. Before they started the in Germany it was given a wide coverage in the press, and when they arrived here, then the media also gave them a large coverage to these cyclists, which is of course a good means of introducing the Ahmadiyya Jamaat here. Allah may increase the sincerity and the devotion of the youngsters who came from Germany. Today when we see this spirit of sacrifice in the youngsters of the community, actually this is their expression of their love and affection with Khilafat, so that they can get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty increase them in more and more in devotion. So anyway, these are various angles of the blessings of Allah Almighty, various spectacles of that. And our guests, they express these things, and some of the examples I have mentioned. And some of the guests, they also mentioned this thing, that this devotion and the obedience of in the community that we receive, if it is there in the nations, then it can bring about big revolutions in the world. But they mentioned absolutely right what they said. But what I want to say is that when these sentiments are presented before the world, then there are people who become very jealous. So in order to be in the protection of Allah Almighty, so you always have to remember Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty protect every Ahmadi from any type of jealousy. All these arrangements of the Jalsa Salana which are done and which have been done in this time, we always know they are done through volunteers and various departments. They perform their duties in various departments. 35 and 36 departments were there in men, and the same number in ladies. And Afsarane Sikha Jat of these departments and their assistants and workers and Muavineen and Razakar, the volunteers are there. So it's a big job which is done. Most of the job is done by the Muavineen, the helpers. Although the officers, they give the policy, but actually the workers are those who work, and they are young boys and girls and youngsters of tender age. They are all there. In departments, there are apparent some departments are there. One department is of translation, which translates in various languages, which is responsible for the translation. At this Jalsa, on the average, 2,500 people arrangement was there for them. With this reference, I would like to say to the children of the Waqf-e-No department, particularly the girls, that they should pay attention to learning foreign languages, because this need will be there in future, and it will increase. And in order to fulfill this requirement, we will have to have devotees of life, and this requirement can be fulfilled through them. And these workers, volunteers, who are serving in various capacities in the number of all these volunteers, on the men's side, the men and the boys, was 3,500 who were doing various duties of and on the lady side, the number of the ladies and the girls was 1,800, and they were performing these duties very happily. And the guests, those who have come, they should pray for all these people, workers. And apart from that, the people who are the workers of the MTA during the Jalsasa, they were 110. They were all volunteers, most of them. Altogether, there are 180 workers are there who are working in MTA at the moment. But those who provided this facility to see the proceeding of the Jalsa, those who are living in the whole world. So the Ahmadis all over the world, they should also pray for these workers as a sense of gratitude. Allah may reward them, all of them. May Allah reward these people, those who they made the arrangement to made it easy to see the proceedings of the Jalsa for the people here and abroad. And this is the way of expressing your gratitude. And also, all the volunteers, they should also pray to Allah Almighty that Allah enable them to look after the guest of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So, these are the things which always make us grateful, and it should be. Those who participated, they came for the sake of Allah. They were enabled to get together here for the sake of Allah. And then by Allah, by the grace of Allah, through His mercy, enabled everyone to complete all the arrangements. And the people who performed the duties, they should be grateful that Allah Almighty enabled us to do so. And this expression of gratitude should also be there, that in the atmosphere of Jalsa Salana, whatever good things they have been able to listen or see, seeking the blessings of Allah Almighty, they should try to act upon all these things, and they should do their best to do so. The workers, they should pray that Allah enable them to increase in virtues and enable them to perform it more and more and increase in it. And also, everyone should remember this command of Allah Almighty, which I have recited in the beginning, that you always remember the blessings of Allah Almighty and be grateful for that. And in this worldly atmosphere, materialistic atmosphere, where the Satan is there always to mislead us from the right path, Allah Almighty has made it for an Ahmadi, for his spiritual betterment. He has made the arrangements for that. So therefore, these jalsas are the means of spiritual advancement and progress. And not only for those people who are sitting here, but all those through MTA, all the Ahmadis, they are actually attending and participating in it. And they are impressed and affected by this atmosphere. It is impossible that non-Ahmadis, they are impressed and they express it. But the people who believe in the promised Messiah, they do not get any impression of that. And they are not affected by that. And every day it is there, and I am receiving letters and faxes every day in large number. And regarding this Jalsa, everyone is having the same feelings, that it was in a very unique atmosphere it took place, which was very much unique and different from the Jalsas as before. The people living here felt it, and the people who watched MTA, they also felt the same way. So all these things, they should make us really grateful to Allah Almighty. And only in that way we can fulfill the objective of the advent of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and also fulfill the purpose of the start of this jalsa, in advent of these jalsas. And as I said, Allah Almighty says in that verse which I recited, that uzkuruni, that you remember me and act upon my commandments. Allah Almighty says that I will also remember you, and I will increase you in piety and good virtues. And this is actually the real way of being grateful to Allah Almighty. And this is the reward of Allah Almighty, that He increases us in gratefulness. Then in order to have the protection of Allah from Satan, we should try to spread and propagate those good things which we have learnt here. So all these things should always be kept in mind by Ahmadis, so that the blessings of Allah Almighty and the bounties of Allah Almighty should always go on increasing upon us. And we should always be counted among the true servants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a result of that, we should bring about pious changes and revolution in our actions, and to hoist His flag in every country, in every road, in every street. Allah enable us to do so. In one hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned one prayer. We should also keep that in mind. He used to pray in the following wording, that, O my Allah, make me your grateful person who is always remembering you, and the one who fears you, and the one who is extremely obedient and submissive, and the one who is extremely modest to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us that we always include this prayer in our prayers, and we are able to see the fulfillment of this prayer in our respect. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله
So he is asking, what's the arrangement about the funeral? Huzur is asking who is going to lead and have you made the other arrangement? And Huzur says that after the Jummah, I will be leading one janaza prayer. And there is also one janaza in absentia, Peer Ziauddin Sahib, who is son of Peer Akbar Ali Sahib, son of Peer Akbar Ali Sahib. And he was son-in-law of Dr. Mir Muhammad Ismail Sahib. Recently, he passed away when I was on tour. His Namaz Janaza in absentia will also be included.
Inna Allah ya'mur bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر